Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Bad credit holding you back? Want to become a real estate investor but haven't won the lottery? Learn how to fix your credit, get out of debt, and build true financial independence with real estate in
2 hours a week.
Tune in to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. She'll show you how without winning the lottery or working 10 jobs. And here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Everyone, I want money this Saturday, July 25th. How about you? You are tuned in and listening to Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio this Saturday. We are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am missing the Log Mahal in Payson this weekend because my husband is up there having fun without me. But nonetheless, I am here in the studio in our official broadcast headquarters here at the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices to bring you our fabulous Dreams with Deadlines show today. I'm so excited. This Saturday and every Saturday at 10 a.m., we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio show and talk about crisis management and financial wellness techniques designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of financial independence. And it couldn't be more proximal or relevant than in today's economy, wouldn't you agree? And a lot of people, they're kind of sad. They don't know what's going on. They're confused, disappointed, let down. They don't know what to do or where to go. If you turn on the television news, it's just doom and gloom. You might as well resign yourself. You're watching the communist takeover of our country little by little as our freedoms are being ebbed away. And for those of us who are productive, our finances, our paychecks are being eaten away at every minute. And everywhere you turn, it seems like we're losing another freedom or another bunch of money through taxes for this, that, or the other thing that we never quite really see the benefit of. And this show is so important because we're going to show you how to weather this economy and any economy and turn out okay so you can provide the financial foundation for your family's future and for your own personal retirement and quality of life. So that's what's so exciting. And today's broadcast is so fabulous. We have some really great guests. I'm totally excited about today's show. Upcoming on the show, we have Armando Montalongo, who is another star from the A&E show Flip This House. We had on Than Merrill, his East Coast buddy. He's our Texas arm, and he's going to be our Investor's Edge guest this week, and we're going to talk about specifically how do you fix and flip. And he's going to share his experiences, his trials, tribulations, and successes in that industry, especially in today's times. Is it still viable? And we'll talk about all of that. We have our regularly scheduled segments, our Millionaire Minute. We have News by the Numbers with our associate producer and segment host, Karen Germ. We also have Dr. Ed Feiereisen, one of my neighbors up in Payson. He's a very distinguished author, and he's going to be our key guest this week. As we talk about dreams with deadlines, he is going to give us some very valuable information from his book and tools that you can apply to your life today to make your life exactly what you want it to be. And then we have our new segment. We have Keys for Teens, and on the fly, traveling back from her first college induction experience before the semester starts, we have Alyssa Wagenhals calling in for our Keys for Teens segment. And then we will have our nuts and bolts on the keys. And as always, we will have our key statement, key affirmation item, and key action to take this coming week to apply the principles that we are learning here on the show. Additionally, we have our fabulous trivia question, and before I give you that, I just wanted to make recognition of someone. I'm totally excited for this gentleman. Dan Carlanzoli, you've heard him as a previous Investor's Edge guest. He is heading off to visit his father, who is a civil engineer, Leroy Carlanzoli, and he has just been inducted into the Engineering Hall of Fame. And what an incredible accomplishment that is. So I just wanted to applause. Yes, that is an impressive accomplishment. That meant years of service, a lifetime as an engineer, as a professional working in the industry. And now Dan was telling me that he also writes a lot of the questions for the engineering exams and for the state proficiency exams. So that's pretty exciting. So congratulations, Leroy. I'm so excited for you, and I know you're probably thrilled that your son and grandson are coming out to visit you today. So I just wanted to share that today. Now, you probably want to know what the trivia question is. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, each week we do a trivia question, and to make it fair or to give everybody a chance and level the playing field, so to speak, we take our trivia question from information we gave out on the previous broadcast. Now, information from the previous broadcast could be anything, and if you haven't listened, one of the greatest things is you can always go back and listen to it when you get the question early. But you're like, wait a minute, Heather, you haven't given me the question, and if I'm listening to you now, how do I go do that? It's simple. Become a subscriber to the eZine. Every week we send out our fabulous publication edited by none other than the ever-popular and super professional Karen Gurm. And each week she produces our electronic magazine for the Unlock Your Wealth radio program with tips, tricks, tools, and information to help you become financially independent. In addition, she also has promotional items for the upcoming show telling you who is going to be on, what our guests are going to be talking about, a little bit about what the week's key is, so you can be better prepared to take notes, and, of course, the ever-popular trivia question. So if you're a subscriber to the eZine, you have the opportunity to get that question before everyone else. So if you were unable to listen, you can always go back and download the broadcast. Isn't that great? Download it to your iPod, your MP3 player, or simply listen from your computer like you are now. So this week's trivia question, oh, wait a minute, you probably want to sign up for the eZine now. You're like, oh, wait, tell me how to get involved. It's simple. You can do it a couple ways. If you're listening from our show page on Blog Talk Radio, just scroll down to the end. You will find a little box that you can drop your email address into, and it will subscribe you automatically to the magazine. Or you can email us directly at ezine@unlockyourwealth.com. That's E-Z-I-N-E at unlockyourwealth.com. Now, last week on the Millionaire Minute, we talked about 7 surprising facts about millionaires. So if you are the correct caller who has the right answer, you can win fabulous prizes. What are they? Well, tell us, Jack. I don't know who Jack is. I just thought of that. Anyway, the fabulous prizes are an autographed book from one of our featured guests and 13 weeks of financial coaching. This is a huge value in and of itself. It's well over $400 value. 13 weeks of financial coaching not only takes and gives you all of the 13 keys, but allows you to implement them with guidance, meaning we at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation are here to help support your goals for financial independence through education and accountability. And so if you combine your personal action with the education and accountability systems we have here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, you will be able to achieve unbelievable results. You can exponentially accelerate your financial independence when you have coaching like what we provide here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. So it is worth the shot. Take a shot. Try to answer the question. You can answer it through the chat room if you think you have the answer and you're in our chat room. Share it that way, or you can simply call into the broadcast. That telephone number is 1-718-508-9002. That's 1-718-508-9002. Now, I know you guys are so excited about our broadcast today. I want to get on to our Investor's Edge segment because one of the greatest things about this week's guest is he is punctual. He's beyond punctual. He is early. So let's not wait because since he's early, we can get more information out of him. So to introduce our Investor's Edge guest, Armando Montalongo is joining us today. He heads up his family business, Montalongo House Buyers. 5 years ago, he rolled into town on his last tank of gas. But today, he is a hard-driving entrepreneur heading up a hugely successful real estate investment firm. When he was faced with renovation disaster, Armando followed the advice of his Taekwondo master and told himself, "Yes, I can," just like the little engine that could. "I think I can, I think I can." Wife Veronica is a redhead like myself with a quirky sense of humor and a killer sales instinct. Randy Birch is Armando's go-to general contractor, taking on some of Armando's toughest renovation jobs. Sinking foundations, faulty electrical problems, and mosquito-infested swimming pools are no problem for his team. Today, Armando is going to talk to you about keeping stingy budgets, working within the catastrophes of everyday life as a fix and flipper. Armando is also part of the A&E's top-rated show, Flip This House. We're going to talk to him today about how he became successful and the specific things that he did as an investor that guided him to the success he enjoys today. Armando, welcome to the broadcast.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so excited. Every day, well, every day above ground is a good day, but I'm so excited with the times that we're in. Everybody has a frown, but me, I've turned that frown upside down, and I bet you have too over there in Texas.
Well, right now is the best time to be doing real estate, to be investing, to be making money because, one, the competition is less, the prices are cheap, and people houses are actually moving. People are buying houses. They're able to get government funding. And if you know how to make it, right now we have the greatest transfer of wealth going on in American history. It's just how are you going to take advantage of it?
Exactly, because everybody is so doom and gloom. And I remember when the market was at its peak, everybody's like, "Oh, it's going up, it's going up." And I'm watching median home price and median income achieve such incredible disparities that I'm like, "No, no, no, no." And it seemed like I was the contrarian, but, you know, you can only go so far. And,
right.
And, yeah. And now everybody is so scared and they're panicking, and now's the
perfect
time.
That is the perfect time. See, most people know the old adage of buy low, sell high, but the problem is most people bought 3 or 4 years ago, so they bought high, and now they're selling low in the form of foreclosure. So if you are savvy, if you have a mentor, if you have somebody to guide you, then you can go out there and you can make a tremendous amount of money, and I have people actually coming up to me right now, and you can now go out there and make a tremendous amount of money in the real estate market. You don't have to have credit. You don't have to have money. All you have to have is the knowledge of how to go out there and make money in today's real estate market. Listen, I have students who go out there who are literally making between $40,000 to $60,000 a month every month. Now, I tell people that's not a lot of money. You think it's a lot of money, but it's definitely enough to help eliminate debt and create cash flow.
You're so right. What I'd like to do, because today our key is dreams with deadlines, and you're our Investor's Edge guest, but I want to be able to apply today's principles where we back into success without detail on your history, because I want to work backwards for that. Where are you today professionally? In addition to the television series, which is going nuts, tell me where you are with your company. I alluded to it in your introduction, but specifically, what are you and your company doing today?
Well, we have real estate holdings in Texas. We have a number of flips going on in Southern California. We have commercial deals. We have real estate holdings that we're starting up in Indiana. So we are running throughout the country. That's my real estate company. I also have the top rated, the number one real estate seminar and coaching company out there. And so that's exploding. That's actually international. And I have my own radio show. I have a best-selling book. I have another book coming out. And so and right now it's really, really, really crazy because people are going, you know what, I see the opportunity. I know there's an opportunity out there. I just don't know how to take advantage of it. And so literally people come to us and say, look, can you help me become successful? So we literally grab them by the hand, we take them by the hand, and show them how to do it and how to become successful.
Okay, great. So how many units, I don't need dollar volume, but how many units are you flipping in a month?
Well, one time I was doing up to 30 houses in a single month, but with having a TV show and owning a production company and everything else I have going on right now, we're only doing about 4 to 5 at a time, which sounds like a lot. It's not that much. I mean, it's pretty easy. We can do those in our sleep. And I'm acquiring a tremendous amount of rental properties. So, but again, I have it so systematic that I'm able to do it via my computer and email quite a bit. So with all the other companies that haven't gone, I've scaled from 30 at a time to about 4 or 5 at a time, which is, you know, you go make $50,000-$60,000 a flip, sometimes $100,000-$120,000. It's pretty decent monthly income.
Okay, great. So what I'm trying to do is kind of help people create goals and things like that. So 30, you say you can do in your sleep if you've got a formal system down.
Well, 4 or 5 you can do in your sleep. 30 takes effort. I don't want to mislead anybody. 30 takes some good effort on your part. 4 or 5, when you have a system down, well, because I had a system, I was able to do 30, but I'm able to do 4 or 5 in our sleep literally because we are so systematic with it.
Great. Okay, so if somebody wanted just to start to set that as their goal to be able to do like 5 a month.
What I would say is I think somebody needs to start a goal of doing literally 3 in a single year. What they'll find is, so if you make do three in a single year, and let's say you average, you know, $40,000 each one, that's $120,000 extra. You don't need to do it full time. You don't need to do it part time. You can do it in your spare time. Now, I have one of my top students, last month he did 23 houses in a single month and he made $1 million. He's been in the business for a little under a year and a half. I have one of my students that I literally took through my program 60 days ago, and he already has 6 houses under his belt. So it varies for everyone, but I make it my business so duplicatable and simple that literally you can do this over and over. But I tell everybody, look, let's just start out. Let's just get the first one under your belt. When you do the first one, you'll see how simple it is, and it's pretty inspiring to go get a check for $50,000, $60,000.
Okay, so how do we start our first one? What's the first thing we need to know when we go to get involved in the fix and flip? I mean, obviously there's a lot of foreclosures out there. What's the first thing that you advise a student of yours to do?
Absolutely. They need to get an education, okay? Beyond a shadow of a doubt, everybody knows there's opportunity. You've got to get an education, bar none, okay? Because if you don't, in this marketplace, in the hostile marketplace, it's an opportunity, but you will lose your tail on this stuff. So, in fact, if they want to, if it's good with you, I have a lot of free advice for people. They can, if they want to, go to ArmandoKnows.com, and I answer questions for them as well. And then after they get an education, after they begin their education, because that's where it all starts, we start with finding the deals, okay? You've got to be able to find the deals. Everybody goes, well, I don't have the money. I don't know where the money is. I don't have a good credit. I don't have money. You find the deal, and then the money follows, and we show you how to get the money. But it starts with beginning to find a deal and know what a deal looks like. Because, look, I like realtors. Any realtor can show you a property, but very few people can show you what a deal is and how a deal looks.
Exactly. And I've been a broker and in real estate and mortgages for a very long time. And a real estate license is not certification of expertise. Those two are not synonymous. And nobody knows that better than people who have dealt with real estate agents here in Arizona at the peak of the market, where real estate agents were advising people to continue to go forward without any formal basis for that. And that's why so many investors here in Arizona have been burned. So
the difference between a real estate agent, a real estate broker, the real estate licensed person, and a savvy real estate investor is the difference in income between a nurse and a doctor. And I'm talking about, because I'm in Southern California right now, plastic surgeon. I mean, it's a big difference in money between how much money that you make. So We really specialize in really getting a number of getting big dollars come into people's pockets. We're not talking about 3% commissions, 6% commissions. What if you go do $60,000 on a single deal? That's not a commission. Now you're in control of the whole thing from beginning to end.
Oh, yeah. So after they get their education, what are the things that they need to look for when they go to find a deal? So there's a ton of stuff out there. How do we weed out the wheat from the chaff?
Well, what you've got to be able to do is you've got to be able to go and at least make sure that there's a spread in the property. So if a property is worth $200,000 and it's being offered at $200,000 or even $180,000, then it's not a deal. Okay? It's not a deal at all. But if that same property at $200,000 is being offered for, let's say, $140,000, that doesn't mean the deal is going to be profitable, but at least it starts looking like a deal. I'll give you an example. And it's so much, I mean, I'm trying to give them like 9 years of education and literally a five-minute phone call, but I just did a deal in Southern California. It was worth $200,000. The great thing is 2 years ago it was worth $445,000. And the bank wanted $137,000, but because I know how to structure the deal, I went out there and got them to do it for $105,000, and then I created the deal. Because since you're a mortgage broker, then you know that the bank's not going to just go say, hey, here's $100,000, here's a deal. They're not going to hand it to you. You've got to create the deal. So, and again, if people want to ask me these types of questions, and they want to go out there and they want help, free help, advice, they can go to ArmandoKnows.com. I give them a free video to download, and they can ask me any questions they want about real estate just at ArmandoKnows.com.
And we have your website linked on our website.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes, so people can access that by just simply going to www.unlockyourwealth.com, and they can find ArmandoKnows.com and connect through. If they're driving around or listening and not able to write it down, they can still link to it that way.
So, that's awesome. I love what you're doing, because I think what you're doing is such a service to people. I love the fact that you are out there and helping people. It takes a special person, and I can actually hear it in your voice, that you're very, very caring and you're very giving in what you do, and you absolutely believe in it. And it takes a special person to do it and have the patience and walk people through. And believe me, I'm not saying I'm that special person, but I think that you are, and I think that what you do is a massive service to individuals. And I applaud you for that.
Oh, thank you. That's the nicest thing. How wonderful of you to say that. Well, I'm very passionate about my community. I was born and raised here in Arizona, and I've watched my market grow, and I've enjoyed the growth of Arizona. And then I watched a few people that were latecomers kind of destroy our market. And I want a safe, healthy community for everyone to grow up in. I didn't come from money. We were more than dirt poor. The dirt poor folks had one up on us.
I like that.
They did. They did. And
You borrowed shoes from the dirt poor people.
Exactly.
Nice. You went to the dirt poor people and said, "Hey, listen, can I borrow your little chanclas? That's what we call them in Spanish. Your little chanclas. You're just little beat up shoes. Your little ugly ones there. You know."
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. and I had, I still had a great childhood here. Because we lived in a modest community, but the pride of ownership in that small community and the integration of all of the families that were there helped to create the person who I am. And I want, regardless of income, I want everybody to get that same fair chance to be able to have a bedroom that they call their own. I mean, I never got I didn't have my own bedroom until I was like 6 or 7. I had to share with my brother and my mother. When my parents got divorced, we had to squish into my grandpa's house because my mother had breast cancer and she was going through all of that stuff. And we were small. So, I can't begin to tell you what that stability provides for young children. So that's why I'm so committed and so passionate to bringing this information out, because it's not brain surgery. That's the nice thing, is you can make that doctor's income without having to be a doctor.
What I tell people. I say, look, it's not rocket science, but it's my rocket science. And see, wealth creation, that's your rocket science. So we always say it's not brain surgery and it's not rocket science, but you know what? It's our rocket science, and we can just transfer that knowledge to the people who are open and willing to listen and who are tired of just being beat up in life by everybody else. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many people that are out there that have so much information to share, but it's the application of that knowledge that makes all the difference. And when someone like you or myself is able to hold someone's hand and walk them through, so they can be able to experience that and figure out that, yes, I can do this, and I am worthy of this, and it just builds their self-worth. And then you just, I know, I'm sure you feel the same pride when you see a student who comes to you and they're kind of scared and apprehensive, and then you start giving them some of the tools, and they go, hey, this really isn't that sophisticated. I just, I have to work, but if I just go step by step and listen and apply what they share, I can have what they have. And I think that that's the greatest thing. And
absolutely.
You know, that's what entrepreneurship and enthusiasm and sense of accomplishment is what drives this country. And this is
and then let's be honest, because the negative ninnies are going to say, oh, well, if you have so much money, then why are you sharing it? Because rich people, they're out to get you, and they're out to screw you, and they're out to do you wrong. Well, you know, I had a mentor when I was back in 2001. And so, and I'm sure absolutely familiar with Southern California market 2001 being right next door to it, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, your market is a great market to invest in right now. But and I was in Corona, California. He showed me a house on 7.1 acres, $2,500 down, $2,500 a month. I had no money, no credit. He goes, Armando, $2,500 down, $2,500 a month. You could buy it for $999,000. And probably make a couple million dollars off of it. And my family, my friends were like, oh, that's not a good deal. Your mentor's out to, he's out to harm you, he's out to screw you. If it's such a good deal, why isn't he doing it himself? And what they didn't understand was that he was doing hundreds of acres of development in Southern California. So a couple extra million dollars does not make a difference to this man. He was at a point in his life where he actually wanted to go and share and give back. And what happens is, I didn't do that deal because I listened to people who were broke and didn't have more money than me. And that was the biggest single mistake I ever made. I didn't take action, and I didn't do that deal. And so what happens is that property sold for $3.6 million, and that was a $2.6 million mistake. Your family and your friends, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about people listening, if they are not wealthy, they know nothing about being wealthy. They don't know anything about real estate. So you have to find somebody who makes at least 2 to 3 times more money than you, so you, in fact, can turn your life around and change your family legacy.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that foundation. It's so important that you listen to people who walk their talk instead of the naysayers. And, you know, it's like family can be like crabs in a bucket. You never have to cover up a bucket of crabs, because they will each pull the other one back in.
I love that. That's good. I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, you know.
I hear a lot of little cliches. I haven't heard the crab cliche. And what's weird, you're in Arizona, you have a crab cliche. Did you live in Boston at one time?
No, but my brother married a girl from Maine. So.
Well, see, there you go. That's why you got the crab cliche.
That's how I got the crab cliche.
I got one of the guys who works for me from Houston, in Arizona. He's like, I do not eat seafood. And I was like, why? Because I'm from Arizona. I didn't make the connection, but however it goes.
Fish, we have cows and chickens. I don't eat fish because we're up here. I eat cows and chickens and pigs. That's what I eat.
Nothing with scales. Nice.
So I can eat crustaceans, but like fish I can't do. And
okay.
It's just an Arizona thing. So let me ask you another question here. Now that we've kind of covered finding deals, and you were saying your mentor brought you this deal and you allowed the naysayers to take away from it. You made a statement earlier. You said the money follows. So when you find this gem, explain to our listeners what you mean by the money follows.
Well, some of the people have said, gosh, you know, I've tried to do the hard money. I've tried to do this. And hard money lenders are lenders who lend money for high interest rates, but based upon the asset, based upon the deal. But they used to lend money really easily, and now they don't. How do I go out there and do it? So what I teach people is this, is look, if you find a property that's good enough under value, I'll show you how to find the proper lenders, and I'm not talking about Wells Fargo or Bank of America. I'll show you how to find the right lenders out there who will lend money. Think about this. There are people out there and there are institutions that can go put their money in a CD, also known as a certificate of death, and earn 1.3
to 3%. Now, there's one I haven't heard.
1.3 to 3%. Okay? You won't even keep up with inflation just so that you feel safe, but that's the scariest thing in the world, not keeping up with inflation. So I'll show the students, I'll go, look, go give these people 12, 15% interest on their money. These lenders, these institutions, special institutions, not regular banks, and these private investors, and I show you where to get them and how to get them. And they'll loan you money to do the deal, sometimes up to 100%. And then I can show you, if they don't give you 100%, where you can go get the down payment money. There's government assistance. There's different ways to do this without having to go write a whole grant. There's other private investors to go to for down payments and literally do a deal with no money out of your pocket. And people go, well, I don't want to pay 15% interest versus making no money whatsoever. I'm happy to pay 15% interest if I'm going to make $65,000. So we have to have to teach people how to have a wealthy mentality, not a broke mentality. So, and we go and show them first how to find it and then how to fund it. And do you mind, again, just one more time giving out my URL so people have questions, I can answer some of their simple real estate questions, even the more complex ones?
Absolutely, at ArmandoKnows.com.
Great.
And you can find it on our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Well, one of the things that I find very interesting is people are not willing to spend 15% in interest on a transaction that could make them money, yet they're perfectly comfortable spending 23% interest on credit cards for a stupid dinner or a vacation that brought them nothing.
Or 100% interest, renting from a landlord who's making a ton of money off of them.
Oh, I know.
But our thinking as Americans, and I love America, it's a great land of opportunity, but we're not living as a whole society the way our forefathers wanted us to be. We're living where there's really, really, really smart outside investors who are taking advantage of this country right now, working from outside the country. And I actually work with some and sell them properties, but I really want to work with people inside of our states, and I do quite a bit, but go, you know what, I got to take action. I got to move forward. I've got to do something. I've got to learn something. Because let me tell you guys, if you're not signing, if it's not your signature on the bottom of the check, you're not financially safe. That's just the fact of the matter. You're not financially safe. So I can teach you. We can teach you, right? Because this is why you do it too. We can teach you how to go out there and help people how to become successful, not in today's market, but because of today's market. It's much simpler to be successful because of today's marketplace.
Agreed. And the time has never been better. And I know people, because of what happened to banks, their perception is, oh, well, there's no money out there even if I can find a deal. But because of the certificates of death and the other opportunities that are out there are not that great, somebody who has money that wants to invest and doesn't particularly want to do the work but is willing to lend money to somebody who does for a fixed amount of money, the interest rate, it's a perfect opportunity because there's more free cash right now or inexpensive cash right now than has ever been available before. And I know people think that but the banking institutions are failing. That's not where the money is coming from.
That's exactly correct.
And there's qualified sources for this money. It's not a fly-by-night kind of thing. So let's talk in terms, since this is Investor's Edge and we're giving all kinds of little tips, tricks, tools, and information for people to be successful. When someone finds the deal, they've funded the deal, now they've got to renovate. And when someone goes to set their timeline, they have to be able to estimate time for repair and then estimate average turn time within whatever is going on in the marketplace in order to get the money lender to carry the paper for however long it is. So how do we go about estimating our repair time? Is there, like, per $1,000 of construction, it's going to take
you anyway? Very nice. Well done. Absolutely. Well done. I usually estimate, and let me tell you, it'll vary, but it's about $5,000 per week. So if I have $20,000 in repairs, it's going to take me approximately 4 weeks. Sometimes I can get it done faster. Rarely does it take longer. But sometimes I can do $6,000 or $7,000 worth of construction work in a week. But usually about $5,000 per week, so $20,000 repairs will take me 4 weeks, maximum amount. The next question is going to be, how do I estimate repairs? That's a tough one to answer on a radio show.
Well,
but, I'm a
contractor. That's how I do it. I've got a buddy that's helping me. I mean, I can do that, but you know, that's not my specialty, even though, you know, I grew up with my grandpa. I could build or fix anything, but I always bring somebody else who's in the trenches every day to give me that number.
You'd be fun to do a deal with.
Oh, I'd love to. Come to
you. It would be fun to do it.
I was looking at one on the way to work today.
I can tell you'd be a little crazy, and that must make some fun. I'd like it. We'd have a good time.
Oh, where do you see me with a plumbing torch, man?
Well, look, as long as it's not guided or pointed towards me, I am happy. I am fine. If you saw me with a plumbing torch, I would burn the house down. I don't even know how to paint. Honestly, I don't know how to lay wallpaper. I know how to tell people how to do it, but I don't know how to do it myself. So
yeah,
it's kind of old Henry
Ford method. But when I get too many properties going at a time, I can't do that. But I'm itching because I haven't done one in a while because I've been working on, you know, building out our website. We've got our membership-driven website that launches next week.
Oh, fantastic. Very nice.
So I'm trying to put all these tools together, so I've been kind of slow, but today I saw one that I think I want. I've been driving by it for like a week or two going, I think I want that house.
Very nice.
The next project. So I'll email you the details, and we can do it together. It'll be fun.
Oh, cool. Very nice. And go ahead. I just want to let you know something. This is kind of crazy. My producers are going, we got to film, we got to start filming. So it's getting a little crazy. So probably a couple more minutes and then there. My assistant's like bumping me over here going, we got to start filming. So I apologize to you.
No problem. So the last question I want to ask is, we found the money. We found the deal. We found the money. We estimated our repair time. Now it's time to sell it. How do we try to sell and estimate how long it's going to take us to sell?
Now it's time to pay. Show me the money. This is when it happens. This is when the magic happens, okay? So what I do is I teach people 8 different ways to actually unload their properties and sell them so they never get stuck with it. One of the things, if we're just going to sell it conventionally, okay, or via FHA, then I have some hypermarkets that I invest in, okay? So my properties are literally selling in 15 days from completion. Because of the hypermarket. If you're not in the hypermarket, then you need to undervalue your property by about 15% to attract buyers. So let's say that your market is $200,000 for completion of a house. What you want to do is you want to sell it for about 15% below to attract buyers, which means you've got to buy it very, very cheap in the beginning. You've got to do what I call buy it right. And then fix it right so that you can get paid and sell it the correct way. So if you're in a hypermarket, I'm selling them for full price, and I'm actually getting bids, and people are paying cash over what I'm selling the properties for right now.
Well, and I agree with your system, your 3-point buy it right, fix it right, sell it right, because if the money is made on the buy, not the sell, and people have to shift that mentality of where they are. And so I don't want to keep you from your broadcast, so thank you so much for joining us. People can find you at ArmandoKnows.com, or they can link through to from our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com, and he will answer your questions for free. You can buy his books, go to his seminars, become a student. I just wanted to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be a part of our broadcast.
Well, I thank you for having me, and you were fantastic to talk to. I love talking to somebody who has phenomenal knowledge, and you definitely have that. So it was great talking to you today.
Oh, my pleasure, and I'm going to email you all that information so we can buy this property around the corner from my office here next week. Thanks for joining us, Armando, and you are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will have more after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki, all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Montalongo, and we totally kept it from his own broadcast. How great is that, that he stayed with us? I'm so stoked. I was so flattered that he came by the show and gave us some great information. Now, we are launching our new membership-driven website next week, and guess what? If you want to be a member, it's free. Isn't that cool? I'm so excited. Once you're inside the membership website, you will find all kinds of great things to be able to help build your financial independence and to start laying the foundation for your family's future. We're going to have all sorts of things. One of the things that you'll like are show notes. And we're going to have show notes from Armando. So all those great bullet points that he was talking about, guess what? You'll be able to find them in the membership-driven website. So many people have said to me, you know, I know you always give away great things on the radio for people that sign up for the e-zine, but what if we've been subscribers? Then we don't get those tools. And so I had to think about how we were going to take a reward our loyal subscribers. And simply by creating a membership-driven website so people can go in and grab all of those tips, tricks, and tools so they can build their own financial foundation. I'm so excited to have had Armando, and he gave some great information. Plus, if you remember a few weeks back, we had his East Coast partner, Than Merrill, on, and he gave us some great information too. And show notes is one of the things that you'll be able to find, in addition to all kinds of great documents, financial calculators, and worksheets to help you plan your family's financial independence. One of the great things that you'll be able to get is today's worksheet, because our key is dreams with deadlines. And this is all about goal setting. And goal setting is not difficult if you know what you want. You have to identify what you want. What's difficult about goal setting is setting the goal is just part of it. Putting forth the plan to achieve that goal is something that's so foreign to so many people. They're like, well, yeah, I have goals. But, you know, so many people go through life and they don't even have goals. And they kind of just meander through and they allow life to do what it does to them as opposed to taking control of their lives, their own lives, and creating their lives and so things that won't happen to them they will happen, as opposed to life happening to them. And we're going to learn all about that in the second hour. And Dr. Ed Fireise and my neighbor is going to be our guest. He is author of Live Life with No Regrets, and it's one of my favorite book titles. So I like to live my life with no regrets. But now, enough with that. Let's get to some minutes on your money. What can we do to help further our financial future today, like right now? Well, according to Yahoo Finance, the best time to buy is to watch the clock. Early birds don't get only worms anymore, according to Yahoo Finance. They are eligible for discounts on all kinds of stuff. Later risers needn't feel slighted, though. They'll probably find other deals. And this is great because you always hear about happy hours and then reverse happy hours for those latecomers. Especially in times like these with merchants scrambling to get customers in the door, time-of-day discounts are plentiful. The Yahoo Finance staff sent out a bunch of secret shoppers across the U.S. to see what kinds of things are going on lately, and here is a roundup of some timely bargains. Air travel, the cheapest time to fly depends on your route and other factors, though you'll often find that seats are least expensive on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday flights. The best time to buy is always a different question. Generally, you can take advantage of competition among airlines flying the same domestic routes if you start your seat shopping after 3 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays and continuing through Thursday, according to Rick Cini, CEO of the website faircompare.com. The worst days to fair shop are Saturday and Sunday, he adds. Now, bowling. Who likes to bowl? Here in Arizona, bowling is fairly popular because it is air-conditioned. It's a good summertime thing to beat the heat. If the swimming pool doesn't cut it, you can always go bowl, and if you do it before 9 or 10 a.m. or after 9 p.m., you can get the best bowling rates. Car washes. Now, I've yet to find one of these, but because I go to the office so early every morning. But car washes, if you go early before 8 or 9 a.m., you can get a discount on your car wash. Unfortunately, I'm already knee-deep in business by that time. How about like a 6 a.m. car wash? That would work for me. Cell phone service. Some wireless plans offer reduced rates on free unlimited calling after certain hours and on the weekends. For example, Verizon Wireless's unlimited night hours are 9:01 p.m. through 5:59 a.m. on weekdays. And on weekends, it's midnight Saturday to 11:59 p.m. Sunday. So you get some cheap talk time. Farmers Market. I love Farmers Market because I eat fresh and I try to support local growers, and I don't want any chemicals in my food. And if you go to a Farmers Market, the bonus is sellers rarely want to haul their bounty back to the farm. So when it gets later on in the afternoon, it's a better time to buy because the less they have to cart home, the better, and so the prices will drop so they don't have to. Golf. Now, this has always been a popular one here in Arizona. Tee off by 7 or 8 a.m. or after 3 to 4 p.m., and that's called twilight golf. It's a little cooler to golf at those times of the day here in Arizona, so I know tons of people that take advantage of that. Now, some gyms offer discounted memberships if you work out during off hours, like before 11 a.m. or after 8 p.m. Movies and matinees, early afternoon, summer saver features, all kinds of discounted tickets are available. Oil changes, again, the early bird gets the worm. Some big city parking garages say you'll qualify for a better rate if you pull in before 9 or 9:30. Restaurants are offering early bird specials or late night plates for the night owls. Spas and salons will discount services if they go before 3 or 4 p.m. because most of the afternoon and after-work crowd are heading to those. Supermarkets, tennis, theaters, utilities, you name it. All you have to do is a little bit of homework if you want to save some dough. online is the best place to look up stuff, but don't forget, telephone numbers are still a great way to communicate. We haven't given up the telephone, and you never know. So call to find out if there are some unadvertised offers that you might want to do and that you won't find on the Internet or in an advertisement. Also from Yahoo Finance, mega investment themes you should not ignore. Now, Ron DeLegge, one of the editors over at Yahoo Finance, says, with our year about half over, mega investment themes are already beginning to manifest themselves. And some of these themes will happen sooner, while others will take longer. Others may not happen as exactly as we think or anticipate them. And obviously, there's a variety of possible outcomes, but he's asking you, is your portfolio ready? In his May issue of the ETF Profit Strategy newsletter, they evaluated five mega investment themes that everybody should be paying attention to. And some of these emerging themes are spectacular corporate failures. Not just corporate failures, but spectacular. Over the past year or so, we've witnessed some of the most spectacular bankruptcies in history. Circuit City, Lehman Brothers, the Tribune Company are our most recent casualties. Certain bankruptcies have a high level of importance or significance to the rest of the marketplace, while others don't. And some bankruptcies create a large ripple effect that can be felt throughout certain industry sectors, or even worse, the broader economy. For example, General Growth Properties bankruptcy has huge implications for the commercial real estate market. As the second largest mall operator, the collapse of General Growth has far-reaching consequences for the value of mall properties and rents. Good if you're a tenant, but probably not so good if you're an owner or investor. It also has huge implications for the banks and lending institutions that gave General Growth all of its money. J. Paul Getty said it best, if you owe the bank $100, that's your problem. If you owe the bank $100 million, that's the bank's problem. And just to give you some perspective on this, when you talk about shopping malls, they have considerable debt. When you talk about what they call power centers, where you have big box retail like Home Depot or Lowe's, and Walmart's, and then you have all the other little smaller chain stores there. You got to take a look and see what kind of money financed all of that. And usually it's not a pretty penny. You're talking $50, $200, or more million dollars for that. So that's why you need to be wary of this, because it's going to have some significant impact. Reduced consumer spending is another investment theme you shouldn't ignore. And some mega investment themes are subtle, and some others are not so subtle. A drastic scale back in spending by U.S. consumers is an ongoing theme that's very visible now. Companies like Circuit City, along with Linens and Things, have been forced out of business, and others will follow. For certain retailers, lower consumer spending couldn't come at a worse time. Despite a 46-year head start on Walmart stores, the Sears Holding Corporation continues to suffer shrinking market share. Is this a one-time occurrence or a trend that will eventually reverse itself? Today, Walmart's market capitalization, or in plain terms, its size, is 28 times larger than Sears. The franchise value of Sears brand has been greatly undermined by Walmart, along with other competitors like Kohl's and Target. Now, the severity of the economic recession was felt by U.S. retailers during the 2008 holiday season, even though retailers were installing signs saying 50 and 75% discounts, consumers just weren't cracking their pocketbooks. Certain industry sectors like utilities are more immune to lower consumer spending compared to consumer discretionary spending. We may be more willing to shut off a light or two to save some energy, but the impact or reality of that is we still need the electricity or the water or the gas, and we're going to use that regardless. Fiscal instability of the U.S. government. Standard & Poor's cut its outlook on the United Kingdom's AAA credit rating from negative to stable. According to the S&P, and the U.K. faces a 33% chance of a rating cut in the future. The Kingdom's national debt load is almost 100% of its gross domestic product. That's pretty telling. These are some things that you need to be paying attention to when it comes to where do I put my money. And this is so important why our currency and the value, or the lack thereof, as we're losing it every day, of our currency based on other countries is so important. And then, you know, last week, Bill Gross, co-chief investment officer at PIMCO, told Bloomberg he believes the U.S. will eventually lose its coveted AAA rating. The U.S. is running a $12 to $13 trillion, and that's with a T, if you've never heard of that word before, trillion, dollar deficit, with another $70 trillion of unfunded liabilities. So Obama keeps saying that we're going to do all of these things, and he doesn't have the financing in place to make it all happen, but he's kind of already spent the money. So how are we going to cover that? It's like when you sell a security short. You don't own it, but you sell it. Now you got to go buy it to give it to the guy you sold it to. So we're having some challenges here. Government spending under the Obama administration has accelerated, leading the nation's debt load to grow. So he was supposed to bail us out, but he's digging a deeper hole. And according to Bloomberg data, the U.S. marketable debt now represents 45% of our gross domestic product. How can debt be the largest thing we produce? We have significant issues in this country. We invent and we consume, according to my husband, and all we do is invent and consume. We produce nothing. And this is a testament to that. So we have so much more coming up for you on the broadcast, but it is time to check in here at the top of the hour with some of our fabulous sponsors before we head to Karen with our news by the numbers. So you are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will have more of our fabulous broadcast after this.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, driver of the number 14 Office Depot Old Spice Chevrolet, and you're listening to Heather Wagenhals on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
A weatherman named Larry Chovakov, a news reporter named Fifi Furfurfester, an octopus riding hermit named Gus. Read all about it in Laborless Magazine, the fictional lifestyle magazine from the town of Laborless, available at sociallyacceptable.org.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I'm also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki, all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhals here. As you know, I've been broadcasting from all sorts of discreet and not so discreet locations around the world. Being a traveler, I am being able to call into the radio show and produce my segments while still on the road is important to me. But I'm not always able to plug in and charge up when I'm traveling. If I'm in foreign countries, I may not have the right adapter, but I still need the right electricity to power my phone. And regardless of whether I'm in a foreign country and I'm sitting on the beach or I'm driving around, I know that if I take my K3 charger with me, I'm always going to be prepared for anything. I can keep my cell phone charged. I can charge my iPod, my MP3 player, and have the confidence to know that no matter what situation I'm in, whether I'm vacationing or if I happen to have an emergency where the power is out, I know that I have the peace of mind when I have the K3 charger to know that I have enough juice to get me through whatever situation presented to me. And guess what? Now you can have your own K3 wind and solar charger too. They have landed here in the U.S. and they are now available for purchase at www.kinesisindustries.com. www.kinesisindustries.com. The K3 wind and solar charger is a fully charged device that can charge your mobile phone over 5 times and charge an iPod MP3 player over 10 times. Just 1 hour of sun and wind provides about 30 minutes of talk time and over 300 minutes of MP3 music. So you can go green and get a little green back in your pocketbook by saving money and time and protecting you and your family in an emergency situation simply by using the K3 solar wind charger. So you have 3 ways to stay connected, www.kinesisindustries.com. With the Financial Mostest this Saturday, July 25th. I can't believe we're almost through the summer. My stepson's going to be going back to school in a couple of weeks. I can't believe we are where we are. Time is just flying. Have you signed up for the Summer of Savings? Is this your first time tuning in? Well, welcome to the broadcast, and know that even though we're halfway through summer, you too can still participate in the Summer of Savings Challenge. For details, just visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com and click on the Summer of Savings page. By signing up and committing to save during one of the spendiest seasons, you too can maybe have a few bucks left over for the beginning of the school year, which isn't that far away, it seems. Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program? Would you like to promote your products and services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive by being a part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. To find out more information, simply call 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Take advantage of being a part of our program. Now, I am so excited. I just got a chat message from our chat master, Karen Gurm. She wears more hats than I do on this broadcast, holy smokes. In addition to being an associate producer and your segment host of News by the Numbers, editor of your fabulous Unlock Your Wealth e-zine, she is also the chat master, and we have a trivia question winner. I'm so excited. I can't believe it. Now, this is so great. So for those of you that want to know, Robert successfully answered the question about name one of the seven things that we discussed last week on our Millionaire Minute, our seven surprising facts about Millionaire, and he was able to get two, folks, two. So in addition to being able to select one of our fabulously autographed books from one of our guests, he will also receive 13 weeks of financial coaching. So you know what he's thinking? Relief is on the way in the form of our Unlock Your Wealth Foundation coaching. So I'm so excited that we have a wiener. We have a wiener. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for without any delay, I'm sure you're all concerned about what's happened in the marketplace this week. Some interesting things have gone on, and it's now time for News by the Numbers. And Karen Gurm, our illustrious segment hostess, is going to share with us the trials and tribulations of this past week. Karen, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Heather. How are you today?
I am even more excited than usual because we have a winner on the trivia question.
Absolutely. Very exciting.
Yes, Robert is going to make a permanent shift when he applies these principles that he learns with the coaching. So it's all about knowledge, it's about accountability and application, taking action. So just like last week's key, Robert's going to be in store for the time of his life. I'm so excited about that. So tell us about the week, Karen.
Okay, well, this week Reuters reports that Wall Street may take a breather next week after an earnings-driven rally lifted the major U.S. stock indexes to their highest levels in months. The blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average popped back above the 9,000 mark this week for the first time since January. And the Standard & Poor's 500 Index ended Friday at 979.25, up almost 45% from the 12-year closing low hit on March 9th, after a number of prominent companies' earnings surpassed Wall Street's expectations. The exuberance was interrupted Friday as disappointing quarterly revenues from Microsoft Corp and Amazon.com hit their stocks and weighed on the NASDAQ, which fell on Friday and halted a 12-day run of gains. In contrast, both the blue chip Dow average and the S&P 500 ended Friday's session at 8-month closing highs. The earnings blitz will continue next week, with about a third of the S&P 500 companies expected to report results, including such high-profile names as ExxonMobil and Walt Disney. Both are also Dow components. Investors have thrived during this earnings season by accentuating the positive, better-than-expected growth in earnings or the bottom line and ignoring the negative, poor growth in revenue or the top line. But investors' euphoric response so far makes it more likely, some analysts said, that the market may take a breather as earnings season grinds on. With 184 of the S&P 500 companies having reported earnings through Friday, a total of 77%, or 142 companies, surpassed earnings forecasts, according to Thomson Reuters data. In the coming week, 146 companies in the S&P 500 are expected to report earnings, according to Thomson Reuters data. About 12 of the 30 Dow components are set to report results. In addition to earnings due on Thursday from ExxonMobil and Disney, other major companies set to report results include Valero Energy on Tuesday and Chevron on Friday. And that is your news by the numbers this week. I'm Karen Gurm.
Thank you so much for that. And I am so excited. I'm still doing cartwheels about our trivia winner. So this is going to be fun. So we have Ed Fireisen coming up here shortly, Dr. Ed. And I'm totally stoked about that. You're going to really enjoy him and his book. But first, what do you think is next? I think we're going to do a little bit of Millionaire Minute. What do you think? I think now is a good time to do the Millionaire Minute. So we have been talking about the Millionaire Minute, and I want to share with you in the next 60 seconds some of the most treasured reads anybody could ever get, because the Millionaire Minute is about finding out what's going on inside the minds of millionaires and how differently they think. When we had Armando on earlier, he spoke of what people perceive the rich to think and then what the rich actually think. And like he said, his family was a bunch of naysayers saying, oh, well, why wouldn't he do this if it's such a great deal? Because that guy, Armando's mentor, was playing on such a larger scale that was too small of a deal for him because of the level of the playing field was. But it was the perfect size for Armando because Armando was not playing in that playground yet. And that would have been a great stepping stone to get him to follow in that developer's footsteps. But he allowed those people who thought they knew what the rich were, but because they weren't rich, clearly they didn't know how rich people think, and they talked him out of it. One of the greatest things that Tom Hopkins taught me is when you get around those naysayers, you just need to go into your own bubble and zip and zip this imaginary bubble around you so you deflect all of that negative criticism. But one of my favorite books is by Napoleon Hill. And for those of you who are not familiar with Napoleon Hill, he wrote Think and Grow Rich. But my most recent read of a book that he wrote several years ago, and you can tell by the references that he makes. I mean, we only have the regular telephone at this point. We didn't have mobile phones and things like that. But he has The Laws of Success in 16 Lessons. And I don't want to share with you the individual things because they're things you have to implement over time. But I thought for this Millionaire Minute, I would share with you what an impact and how it will fundamentally shift your perception of wealth and how people that have wealth obtained it and maintain it. So that's your Millionaire Minute. We will have more tips, tricks, news, and information along with our guest coming up right after this.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I'm also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki, all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost
50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
If I were a rich man, diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-dum, all day long I'd busy-busy-dum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-dum. If I were a busy-busy-rich, idle-diddle-diddle-diddle-man,
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio this fabulous Saturday, July 25th, and we're braving the summer heat here in Arizona to bring you our fabulous broadcast. This week's key is dreams with deadlines. And I can't begin to tell you how important goal setting is, but even more important than goal setting is accomplishing those goals. And last week we talked about taking action, and the first thing we were going to do was make assessment. So this week we're going to talk about goal setting, and we're going to learn about our system for goal setting coming up in a second. But I want to bring you one incredible guest that we have. In addition to being my neighbor, which makes him infinitely cool, up in Payson, Dr. Ed Feierreisen has written an incredible book, Living Life with No Regrets. I'm so excited because this book, the title itself is what sucked me in, because I'm always very thoughtful about how I make my plans and how I make decisions. And I always say I want to live my life without regret. So I try to consider the outcome of whatever I'm going to do before I do it. So even if it doesn't turn out, I don't regret it because I made that choice based on the information I had available to go forward. And when I saw the title of this book, I was just so excited. Ed has owned two training companies, and he does a lot of national conventions, and he's authored this book, of Living Life with No Regrets, A Guide to Lasting Happiness. And, you know, you can get it at Amazon. You can get it on our show page if you just click through. Ed has a doctorate in psychology, and he trains about 1,000 people a year how to be happier, less stressed, have better relationships, and become more successful. Goal setting is an important part of that, and so that's what we're going to talk to him about today. And I also want to ask him about how he's gotten testimonials to being the world's greatest grandfather. Dr. Ed, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, neighbor. Excited to be here.
It's great hearing you on the airwaves versus seeing you across the seventh fairway.
Yes, one of the infamous fairways in Arizona. Beautiful,
yes.
But treacherous.
Yes, yes, and watch out for those elk, let me tell you.
Absolutely. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fabulously. Are you able to hear me? Am I having a problem? I usually have technical issues.
No, we're in great shape. Thank you.
Okay, this week's key is dreams with deadlines, and it's so important for us to know how to set and achieve goals. And I want to talk to you a little bit about how you came to write the book that you did. Did you write the book as an evaluation of the thousands of people you have counseled and spoken to, or and is it kind of like a a memoirs or a large case study, or is this something that you've always taught people, these techniques to increase their quality of life and be happier and to live without regret?
Yes, yes, and yes. I've had the opportunity, back up a little bit. I used to be a high school teacher and counselor and left that profession after about 22 years and decided that I wasn't fulfilled anymore. I had a passion that was burning, and I needed to focus in on that, and that was to start a training company. And I got involved with the Native Americans up here, the Navajo Nation, when I was the area manager for Dale Carnegie Training, and fell in love with the spirit and the potential and the desire for them to have more self-esteem. And I said, someday I will start a company where I can go back in and dedicate the rest of my life to working on that those situations. And as a result, in 1999, I formed the Native American Leadership Academy. And Heather, over the last 11 years, I've had a chance to work with Native Americans and Anglo-Saxon and white people, so, you know, they call them Anglos, around the North America, Canada, and the United States. And one of the things, that the common denominator, Heather, that I see, and just about 98% of the people, and I've done plenty of studies on this, is low self-esteem. And that includes grandfathers and fathers and children and executives. I've interviewed them all, and low self-esteem. So a lot of my message is designed to get people to fall in love with themselves, so to speak, not in a narcissistic way, but in an acknowledgement to their creator that this is me. It's the man in the mirror. This is the woman in the mirror. This is all there is, and we have a challenge and a journey and a responsibility to make that person he or she whatever they can be. So we work on. So I started teaching this and refining the message over the last 10, 12 years. I've probably taught 1,000 a year, but the message has probably gone out to 2,000 to 5,000 a year because I have trained the trainer programs where they go out and carry the message. And so we've had phenomenal feedback on that, and a lot of people say, Dr. Ed, when are you going to write a book? When are you going to write a book? Well, I didn't have that desire until about 6 years ago, six years ago, when I decided that I only had one regret in my life, and that's in the book, and I don't want other people to go through life with regrets. So we got about 23 chapters in the book that will address ways that dramatically take your life to a higher degree and with more passion and more purpose and a greater plan. And as you talk about goal setting, that's part of the plan. And one of the things that I just want to acknowledge you, Heather, is that I coach thinking, executive thinking, and the way you define how you make a decision is absolutely the right way. You take all the available data that you have, make the best decision you can at the moment, and then it's your responsibility to get the feedback and make it better and better and better. So I really want to acknowledge you on knowing how to make the right decision. So I don't know if I answered your question, but that's just a little bit of what I have to say.
That's great. You know, my grandfather used to always tell me that about regret specifically is that it's a wasted emotion. And,
absolutely.
And if you make a decision based on information and you have as many facts, notice I said as many, not all, but as many facts as you can possibly have when it comes time to make that decision, and you make your decision and move forward, and it appears on the surface that it wasn't the right one, that you now know because you have more information so you can go back and make a new decision. And my grandfather said regret is a wasted emotion because you always make the right decision because it takes you to the next right decision you need to make. And I thought, well, at first that didn't make sense. And then I thought, well, you know, my grandpa's getting up there. You know, I was in high school and I was kind of a rebel. When I was younger, I listened to more of his adages and one-liners. And I thought, well, I'm not so sure about that one. And then, you know, I lipped off to a boss. And this was in 96 or 7. Anyway, I smarted off to a boss. I didn't really smart off, but I retaliated because of the way the situation was, and I had to stand up and defend myself, and so I did it in a very condescending sort of way. And I got fired on the spot in front of a meeting of, like, I don't know, 50, 60 people. And I was like, ooh, you know. So, of course, I continued to smart off all the way out the door. And I've never regretted a decision. And then I was sitting there the next day going, oh, my, what did I do? That was the dumbest thing. Maybe I should apologize. But you should never apologize for defending yourself and holding your own ground. And I just kept thinking, man, that was the stupidest thing I could have ever done, and I regretted it. And unfortunately, my grandfather had already passed, and he wasn't around for me to consult. And all I could think about is, oh, my gosh. And then I got to the, what am I going to do now? And then based on the information I had at the time, I made a decision to go forward and actually change careers. And it was the best thing that could have ever happened to me. But at the time, I thought, oh, my God, this is the worst thing. And then it made sense. What my grandfather was trying to tell me made sense, because it didn't make sense. And had I not made that decision, I wouldn't be where I am now.
Absolutely.
And that was like, that was so liberating. And I thought, wow, now I get it. And I just wish I would have got it when my grandfather told me. But, you know, maybe the situation would have played out differently. But it's, you always make the right decision, and you have to be confident in that, because we can get into that cycle where we constantly chase our tail, and what happens is we become indecisive, which is still making a decision.
Absolutely.
By choosing not to decide. And that's when life starts to hand us things that we may not particularly want, because we're not taking charge and responsibility for what we do want and asking for the things that we want. Now, are you interested in taking callers? Because it appears that we have somebody that is called in to ask a question.
I would just like to hitchhike on what you said there, but a lot of people operate out of fears. Fears dictate and control their life. And a lot of that deals with, we can get into risk-taking. I don't like the word risk-taking. But you're first of all, that's a great legacy that you got from your grandfather. It's a luxury that I've never had, so congratulations on that. But you're right. Some people say, I can't make a decision, and in the process of saying I can't make a decision, they just made a decision. And you learn nothing by not making a decision. And in life, every day is classroom. You're always paying tuition. So you make the rightest decision you can, and then you move on and collect the additional data and experience, and you'll find out that the next step is going to be easier to make a righter decision. So you're right on the right path on that. One of the things also that I teach in the book, Heather, is I never worry about the how. When my why is so strong, the how manifests itself. The universe will manifest the how. My son just left 20 minutes ago, and he said, Dad, I have no stress in where I'm going in life because I know the why, and I never worry about the how. And I got thinking, I'm going to be talking about this in 15 minutes on the radio here, and my son has just said that he doesn't worry about the how. So, yes, I'd like to entertain any call-ins that you have.
Outstanding. And I love that because, you know, when I was trying to figure out how to move forward with what my legacy is, and that's to make this world a better place than what I found it, and my gift is my ability to write and speak and to be able to share complex concepts to people in simple terms where they can understand them. And when I figured out what my passion was, because I was always fascinated by money, not growing up with any, that I was able to decide that now that I've learned about money, being a stockbroker and being an investment advisor and a mortgage lender and all of these things, that people purposefully, I think, sophisticate and mystify all of this information so they can be perceived as the experts. So you have to buy their products or services. And then you're still lost. And a case in point, you know, is Madoff. Everybody trusted Bernie Madoff because of who he was. He didn't tell anybody what he was doing. Half of the people wouldn't have understood it if he did bother to explain it because he made it so sophisticated. And it was just essentially the biggest bait and switch kind of game that you could have ever played. And as a result, so many people lost out. And had they just taken the time to educate themselves, or if somebody could have taken the time to give them those tools, had they listened to this show, they would have had a better foundation of understanding and been able to use that information that they had to ask better questions and maybe not go forward with investments with him just because of who he was. And so it just redoubles my effort and my passion, and so there's my why. And then the how did take care of itself. You're so right, because I have been able to attract the right people that believe in what my mission and vision is and that support that, and I've been so fortunate to get folks like Karen to be a part of the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation to help perpetuate that. But let's get to Minister Rosalind's questions. She's got a couple of really great questions for you. And I want to get her onto the broadcast and have
Who is the person on?
It's Minister Rosalyn. Minister Rosalyn, welcome to the program.
Yes, good afternoon. Dr. Ed?
Yes.
Yes, yes. I want to say I have two questions. The first question is, how has forgiveness has helped you throughout your life? And number two, I love the title of your book. Can you really live life without regret?
Well, that's your choice. Let me talk about forgiveness, first of all. I find that if I judge somebody, I become God, and I judge somebody in a situation, then it's my responsibility to forgive if I want to move on with that situation, that relationship. If I choose not to just, if I choose just to look at it as an observer as to the situation and not judge it, then I'm not, I don't have to forgive. So I really look at things. I really had to train myself, Minister Rosalyn, to look at things as an observer rather than as a judge. And I find that I don't have to forgive as much as I used to when I was much younger and not quite as wise. Does that make any sense?
That's correct. I'm listening.
Okay, and the other thing is, can you get through life without any regrets? I probably would say no. But what
okay.
happens is that my wife and I, because of this book and because of this philosophy that I live and we live, if we want to do something, we evaluate it. And if the financial and the ethics and the legal implications line up with our gyroscope, we will go ahead and do it. And we pretty much are living a life with no regrets. Any major regrets, I have no major regrets.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that I'm much more at peace with myself and trusting
yes.
my career and just more in harmony with the spirit of my life.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for that question, Minister Rosalyn. And what a great way to answer that. I shouldn't have been surprised by your answer, Dr. Ed, but I think that your position is very interesting about being a judger or an observer, and I really like the way you answered that. Now, today we're talking about goal setting and dreams with deadlines, and usually when we have to think about planning for the future, at some point that infers some sort of sacrifice for the present. We have to be able to make decisions about what we want, how fast we want it, and unfortunately, especially in today's economy where, you know, we are personally not able to go to the ATM money machine, which was our home equity line of credit anymore, or our credit card companies are cutting our limits in half. And so now we're going to have to start making some significant decisions about what do we forgo in order to save for the future. And planning to protect yourself for the future should never be something that you regret. But some people may be dealing with some anxiety about even having to start that decision process about when they plan for the future. How would you counsel somebody and tell them how to manage that regret? What tools would you give somebody when it comes to effective decision-making about long-term planning?
Well, first of all, in my book, I talk about living in little, one of the chapters is living in little prisons, and I do a lot of executive coaching, so I listen to the verbiage and lexicon of my client or a leader that I'm working with, and to see if the words that he or she is using are sabotaging the intent of where they want to take themselves, their journey. And I look at the word sacrifice. I don't use the word sacrifice. I use the word investment. And this is just me. This is just my little world of Dr. Ed here. I understand the anxiety also. I'm going to kind of grasshopper around this whole thing, jump around it. I understand the anxiety, again, is another form of fear. And anxiety is could be precipitated from not knowing the certainty of it. And any great goal setter, and I know you are, any great planner of the future doesn't know what's around the next corner, but you make, and you go back to what you said earlier, Heather, you make the best decision you can, and you get all the collect the data, and you circle yourself with the right expertise, and then you can make the decision. But we have to be conscious of our future, and we do have control over the now. We don't have control over the future. We only live in the now. We do have control over the now, and the now is in a situation where we need to address, where do we want to be on our now 20 years from now? And goal setting is one vehicle. It's the best vehicle to get to the different milestones that are going to get you to that destination. So when you really believe and when you understand where you want to be and you have the benefit statements is what it's going to feel like. What it's going to feel like is life's about feeling. What you're going to feel like when you get there and you have these benefit statements when you set your goals, that passion that you're going to get from that emotion from the motion, the E causes the emotion, the emotion causes emotion. When that motion and doing something about it, you'll get the emotion, which drives the passion, which drives the conviction, which drives the commitment, and then things are in place, and you watch the universe just line up things for you. But you have to start. You have to be the alpha. You got to start with that dream you're talking about. Your dream also has to have landing gears and the goal setting. I used to have a company that dealt in goal setting. That dream has to have landing gears, and the goals and the milestones are those landing gears. And again, when you believe in it so much, your conviction is so high, watch and see what happens. You came into my life at kind of a cool time. I came into your life kind of a cool time. I had a meeting the other day, someone I didn't even know, who a day before said, you got to meet Dr. Ed, and I found out I wanted to meet her. And it's amazing when you set goals, and you know this probably better than I do, the things that occur in your life. And you and I need to convince other people that those same manifestations are going to occur when you start moving your spirit, your energy, and exciting things happen. But I can get more into goal setting later if you want. But it's when you have the passion for it, the fears seem to disseminate. Or excuse me, dissipate, can't even say it.
D word.
That one here, I'm tripping all over that one. They leave, but it starts out with the passion and believing this dream is going to get you where you want to get or you want to go. But it starts with goal setting.
And that's what we talk about in our Dreams for Deadlines key, is that it's so important to not just set goals, but to attach a significant amount of emotion to it, because through neurolinguistic programming, we learn that you can have a single event learning experience when there's a high level of emotion engaged in it. Yeah, so if, like for example, my brother pushed me when I was little into a big pile of roaches that was underneath our dog's bed out in the backyard, and they all jumped on me, and I freaked out, and I was screaming and yelling, and every time like I see one, even if it's 5 feet away from me, I'm screaming and yelling and running the other direction because the power of that emotion that was attached
right
to that single event. And I'm going to be 40 this year. That was like 30-something years ago, but I still freak out when I see a roach. And so in order for us to be able to apply that same amount of effort and energy for long-term pattern repatterning like that, we have to attach a high level of emotion. And I
correct
love what you say, because if we're not emotionally engaged to our goals, if they're not truly our dreams and our passions, we're not going to be as likely to accomplish them because our enthusiasm for them is going to wane over time. And then we may change our mind. Well, I'm not sure I wanted that goal anyway. That's an awful lot of money. And while it's okay to change our goals, changing our goals at that point is not the right reason to be changing that goal. If you get there and decide you don't want whatever it is, like, you know, the fancy gold watch or a new pair of shoes or whatever your goal might be, then that's okay because you got there. And if you want something else, that's fine. You can make a new decision at that time. But if you're stopping pursuing your goals because you don't have the right emotional attachment to it, that fundamentally degrades the goal-setting process and purpose of goal-setting if we can't keep that high level of emotion. What would you say should be like a multi-step process from your perspective to make sure that we're not regretting our decisions, but we were able to stay fundamentally engaged to our goals. If you could give us like a 1, 2, 3, what would your 1, 2, 3 be?
And on how to maintain our journey and accomplishing our goals, is that the question?
Yeah, our enthusiasm for our goals. How do we maintain our enthusiasm for our goals?
Well, one of the things that I teach is that there's three steps to setting a goal, but that you need in a declarative statement. But milestones are one of the things that I teach is that we need milestones in our journey toward the goal. And incidentally, when you get to the goal, that in itself will probably become another milestone for another journey to other goals. So the milestones need to be small steps where you can accomplish, and when you accomplish them, you need to celebrate them. You need to say, way to go, Heather, way to go, Ed. And it could be a bottle of wine, or it could be a movie, or it could be a day up the lake. We took a day yesterday, went up and just sat around Willow Springs Lake just to play some bridge, and that's just a part of a milestone of a goal. But it's a celebration. You need to celebrate and be proud of yourself. If you're losing weight, then you've got losing weight, doing things with your body, the physical part of your life.
Celebrating a cupcake.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that's what you want to do. Maybe be something else that would be a little more positive.
Enjoy little victories along the way.
Little milestones where you celebrate and feel good about it, so you get that reinforcement. We continuously need reinforcement either from others or by ourselves. Once we learn how to do that with ourselves, we can expedite this process much faster.
Okay, I would love to chat with you for hours on end, but we're running out of time for this segment on the broadcast. So what final message would you like to leave with our listeners?
Okay, there's about 100 of them. Let me just pick out one here. When I work with the Indian populations, there's 5 major fears that affect their performance. And one of them is the concept of change. A lot of people are afraid of change. That word has a connotation of fear from past experiences. Oh, we got to change this. We got to go to work. We got to change this. My husband and I, we got to change this. We got to change this. We got to change this. One of the things that I use is to change the verbiage that we use to get a different result. And for change, I ask them, I challenge them, what if we say that a change could mean continuous improvement? Now we got something positive. Now we got something in motion. Instead of changing, it's going to make our life better, or it's going to make the situation better, or it's going to make the team better. So the word change, depending on how you use it, can be sabotaged in your intent for where you want to go and how you're going to get there. So change, look at the words that you use that are maybe sabotaging what you really want to get out of it and making difficult. Like the word difficult. When I was a fairly successful high school teacher, I turned that word difficult into exciting challenge for my students, and they loved it. And I listened to speakers all over the country, and they use words like difficult, problem, oh, we got to change. And that takes some of the octane out of the gasoline that they're using. So just be careful with the words you use. You could be literally sabotaging your journey by not using the correct words that fit into your psyche, so to speak. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. I mean, we're all real big proponents of word choice, because we do affirmations, so we always make sure that we're careful in how we structure our affirmations using the correct words that will deliver the success and the positive reinforcement that we're trying to accomplish. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast today.
Thanks for inviting me.
I didn't get up to the cabin this weekend. Fred went up without me because I have another engagement down here in the valley. But I will look forward to seeing you next weekend when I pop up and we
All
can
right.
talk more about this. And for those who are listening, if you're interested in Ed's book, he's on Amazon.com. And, you know, Living Life Without Regrets. We will be back with more Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio, after this.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success, with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhauer's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am Heather, your hostess with the Financial Gnosis, and it is time for the Keys to Riches. For those of you who are just joining us for the first time, the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth through real estate, all while transforming your current financial habits to healthy money management skills. And this week's key is our third in the series, Dreams with Deadlines. And Dreams with Deadlines is simply attaching a timeline to what we already desire to ensure that it comes to fruition. We spend more time planning the intricacies of our two-week annual vacation than we ever do on our financial future. And what a shame that is, because what could be more important than how the rest of our lives are going to turn out? And the greatest thing about all of this is that the sooner you start on your financial future, the easier it is for you to plan it, A, and number two, the less you have to spend on creating that financial future because of the rule of 72, and the less you have to save, which means that you'll have more in your pocket for the instant gratification things that we all just kind of feel like we have to have. Now, goals are our shortcuts to our most desired destinations in life, and setting financial objectives with deadlines is like planning a trip. You have to arrive at the destination first by goal, and then, after you make assessment like we started last week, plan how to get there. We must decide first where we want to be or end up, how long we want to take to get there, and what our mode of transportation is going to be. And then we're just going to work backwards to implement its success. And I'd like to introduce our Keys for Teens segment and Alyssa, who is on the road, actually sitting waiting at the airport to catch a plane to get back here, to get back to her duties here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation before she jets off to college for real. This was her just little week dry run at it. And I want to have her teenage perspective in Keys for Teens. Alyssa, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Heather. How are you?
Oh, well, we miss you. I'm very sad you're not around.
Oh, well, I'm coming back today, so I'll be home pretty soon.
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. This is the key that I'm having serious trouble with. You, figuratively speaking, are asking me to figure out what I want to do for the rest of my life, and I can't even figure out where I want to go to lunch. I have been lucky to have friends and family that have lived more than comfortable lifestyles. So when people talk about the finer things in life, I know what they mean. My biggest challenge is my minimum wage summer job isn't going to afford those things that I've been accustomed to. I also don't want to go into debt either. I almost think it is harder for kids in my situation than kids who have never had the luxuries I was fortunate enough to grow up with, because of all of a sudden the real world hits me and I cannot afford the stuff I was accustomed to. And I am expected to think about an event like retirement, which is 50 plus years away from me. I have heard you speak many times in many different situations to family and friends, as well as in your classes and on the radio. And two things stick out for me. One, the story of where your great-grandpa would have invested a lump sum in the stock market at the crash of 1929, you would have somewhere between $60 and $140 million because of the rule of 72 and 2. You always say get rich two ways, and the sooner you start, the easier it is. So here is what I have come up with for the Dreams with Deadlines key this week. Since I'm just starting out, and I don't exactly know what I want for my future other than to have enough money to live comfortably throughout my life. And I know that my parents' generation will bust Social Security. So I have to be prepared financially to take care of myself. I can start today on the get rich two ways part first by starting a mutual fund when I am 18 and sock away $3 a day. The world is at my feet, and no matter what, with this daily contribution, I will be a millionaire when I retire. Second, I can at least speculate what I would like to have in my future now and make the basic plan for my financial future. And as my hopes, dreams, and desires become more vivid, I can use your Back into Success strategy to figure out the rest. Will you share with us how to implement this week's key?
I will, and thank you for, they're calling your plane. I just heard them.
No, we came here like 3 hours early, so it's coming soon, but.
Great. Well, I really enjoy your perspective, and that is precisely what people your age need to do, is even start with just the basic way. And there are two ways to create financial independence, and by taking action now, who would know that you could still be a millionaire on $3 a day? And you're at the perfect time to do that. And just to give a little bit of perspective to the listeners, she starts at $3 a day. Let's say I'm going to be 40 this year, and I'm expecting a birthday card from all of you, by the way. I'm just kidding. But I'm going to be 40 this year, and if I hadn't invested anything and I started and I wanted to catch up to be able to have what she's going to have at $3 a day, I'm going to have to put away, and so $3 a day, if you do the math, is essentially $100 a month. I would have to put away 10 times that every month in order to be able to catch her. So while she's putting $100 a month away, in order for me to end up in the same spot, I'd have to put $1,000 a month away in order to end up with the same small pile of money. And this has to do with the rule of 72. And simply, the rule of 72 is just how we take and whatever the interest rate is that we could possibly be getting, and we divide it into 72. It'll tell you how many years it will take for your money to double. Okay. And now, I didn't have that great grandfather who dumped 10 grand into the market back in 1929. But however, had that happened, if he would have dumped that kind of money in, I would have been probably significantly financially better off. But the reason why it would have been so great is the rule of 72. And even though we've had like four or five crashes in the stock market since that time, the market always goes up. And if you divide the prevailing rate, and I'm going to round up just because I'm doing math on the air, but if you would have you would have gotten an 11% average return over that period of time, which would have been 80 years. So if you take that 11 and round it up to 12, because it's 11 and change, 12 goes into 72 six times. So that means your money is going to double every 6 years. And it's a double. So it's an exponential. It's not a times two. It's I have $100, and then in 6 years, I'm going to have $200, and then in another 6 years, I'm going to have $400, and then I'm going to have $800, and then $1,600. Do you see how it goes exponentially? And so we want to get ourselves into investment vehicles that are going to give us a high yield and exponentially double our money in the shortest period of time possible while we mitigate as much risk as we can. So using Armando's techniques, using the stock market, we can parlay both real estate and the stock market to ensure our financial independence down the road. And what a beautiful thing. She's going to be, Alyssa's going to be a freshman in college, and she's going to be able to apply these principles with the dreams with deadlines. And simply put, all we need to do is figure out what it is that we want in life, and then where we want to be in 30 years, 20 years, and 10 years. We can plan this out. And if we back into success by establishing what we want, we can figure out how we can get there and maintain a healthy lifestyle now and still be able to plan for the future and create that balance. And now for new members to the website next week, we will have all of these tools available for you at www.unlockyourwealth.com to be able to strategize and create our financial future. But as we spoke with Dr. Ed Feiereisen, you have to attach emotion and be emotionally engaged in these goals in order to accomplish them. And everybody wants to be a millionaire, and you can do it a couple of different ways. So my dream is to be a millionaire. Okay, well, if I set my deadline for that to be the end of the week next week, it's going to be pretty tough for me to create that, because unless I win the lottery or I get a healthy inheritance from a relative I don't know I have that has a lot of money, it's probably not going to happen. But if I'm smart and I use the power of 72, the rule of 72, and am like Alyssa and set aside $3 a day, which is cheaper than what I spend on a latte at Starbucks, and put that aside, which really isn't a great amount of money if you think about it, and I give myself 50 years to accomplish that goal of a millionaire, how could I fail? How could I fail if I start that early and use the power of 72? So if you think about it, it's amazing what you can do when you have time on your side. The older you get, your choices start to fade, and so goes the illustration. If I want to retire with the same amount of money as Alyssa, she's putting away $3 a day. I'm going to have to put away $30 a day to get there. Now, $30 a day is a lot more money, and that eliminates a lot of other choices I could have today. So I can lower my goal expectation or give myself more time to accomplish it. And that's what we're going to do when we back into success, is we identify what our goal is, and then we figure out what we need to be doing every day to accomplish that goal. And if it's too high of a trade-off, if the opportunity cost of something today isn't worth it, then we need to stretch that deadline out a bit and be able to make our goals more in line with what our current income and outgo is. And in order to be able to truly determine that is to make our assessment. So your challenge for this week, your key action item is to think about where you want to be in just the next 10 years and figure out what it is that you want. You want to adulate. You want to think of maybe that house or a new car or an incredible vacation or whatever it might be, and start incorporating a ton of emotion into it, and then you can plan backwards on how to get there. But our specific planning for what we do in the next 6 to 12 months is something that we'll do when we are in the break the budget key, because then we're going to identify what debt we have to reduce and other things that we have to rearrange in order to get us successfully on the plan and incorporate all the other keys. So our key statement this week is, I can easily achieve anything I desire in life if I assign a deadline for achieving it. I can wander aimlessly through life without a plan, wondering why I can never accomplish my dreams, or I can turn my dreams into goals by writing them down and making sure my daily activities are in line with the goals I have set for myself. So your key affirmation is, I am great at setting my goals and taking action to accomplish them. I am great at setting my goals and taking action to accomplish them. For those of you joining us for the first time, we do these affirmations every week for each key, and we also use the 5 P's for affirmation success, which will be available in the membership website next week. I'm so excited it's launching. Woohoo! So we'll talk about that next Saturday on the broadcast, about all of the great tools, tips, tricks, and information you will have at your fingertips. So whether or not you're an eZine subscriber, you can become a member and have all of this stuff available to you. Simply put, we use our affirmations in the evening before bed to get our subconscious focusing on how to create new neurological pathways to accomplish these goals. And then we say it in the morning to start our brain off on the right track with all of that good information. And then anytime we encounter negativity throughout the day, we are going to reiterate our affirmations. So so we don't allow negativity to get in and fester within us. Next week, we have Knowledge is Power as our key, and Ken Foster and David Fassett will be joining us as our Investor's Edge and our key guests. We're going to talk about the importance of knowing and how important it is to know what you don't know. So knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful is next week's key. I would like to thank this week's guests, Armando and Dr. Ed, for joining us, for Alyssa to take the time at the airport to call in and do her Keys Routine segment. As always, our chat room moderator, our e-zine editor, our assistant producer, or our associate producer, and our News by the Numbers segment, Karen Gurm, for making this broadcast a success and bringing you all the tips, tools, tricks and information you need to become financially independent. You've been listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in Wednesday for our midweek update.
I've had it up to here, listening to a small segment of people trying to put down America. America's the greatest land on earth, and we ought to be proud of what we have. I'm proud of America. I'm proud of our people, and I'm going to prove it. We're American and damn proud of it.
Frankly, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Go to hell.